Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. I'm going to skip the What I'm Listening To segment so we can get right to our guest this week. There are three big reasons I'm so thrilled about Bill Cohen being on the show. My admiration for Bill begins with the fact that he spent decades in my profession. Nobody I've ever heard in my life in public radio did a better job of covering state government. The rallies, the legislation, public policy debates, the campaigns, elected officials. As Bill used to say from time to time, he tried to tell you what your government is doing for and to you. Bill's experience allowed him to provide an unmatched level of context to his stories. He could explain how a particular piece of legislation came up years ago, and here's why it stalled, or here's why it passed and why lawmakers are now trying to change it. He always seemed to ask just the right question, too. The kind of question a person being affected by whatever the topic is might ask. The second reason I admire Bill Cohen is because he helped me through a time when I questioned my own journalism career. Listen, I've loved covering so many topics and stories since joining WCBE 19 years ago. Wow, almost two decades. For the most part, it's been great. But sometimes the same things would come up and it can be a grind. A few years ago, I hit a creative wall. Bill was so generous with his time, talking me through some things, giving me some encouragement, some things to think about and consider. I jotted down some things from that conversation and I still look at them from time to time. Not too long after that chat, the core idea of Music Journeys began to surface. So thank you, Bill, for your time and advice. And finally, the third thing I love about Bill is his love for music, for performing and coming up with shows that benefit the community. My dad played in a trio back in the day, even cut an album, part of which you will hear a little later on. Anyway, while my dad's love of music passed on to me, the talent to perform somehow completely missed me. I'd love to do what my dad did. I'd love to do what Bill Cohen has been doing for so long. Today, we're talking about Bill's show coming up on Saturday, a first of its kind for him John Denver tribute, benefiting the Care and Share Time Bank. Songs of John Denver with Bill Cohen and Friends takes place Saturday night, March 16th at First Unitarian Universalist Church. More information can be found at the bottom of the podcast page, including a link to Bill's own website. Bill brought along his guitar for our chat, and that alone jazzed me up so much that I nearly overmodulated the whole recording. But it still sounds good, and I promise you that the show will even sound better. So in the podcast, Bill shares his love of music, and of course, he's going to take part in the Fast Five, but twice, a handful of general music responses, and then a special John Denver-only version. You'll also hear a comment from a speech John Denver gave that inspired me. I mentioned before my dad being in a band, it was a trio called The Arrangement, and wouldn't you know that a John Denver cover made the group's only album, so you know I had to throw that one in there in its entirety. And to give you just a taste of Bill's reporting, you'll hear the final story he filed reflecting on his decades of covering state government. Bill Cohen, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Bill Cohen, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast. All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. Standing here outside your door, I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi is waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Bill Cohen spent more than 40 years as a journalist in public radio. Retiring in 2013 left him with more time for another passion, performing music. He's been tuning up his guitar for a John Denver tribute show.
About a couple years ago, I just noticed how people love John Denver songs. And they're not my usual crowd of 60 and 70 and 80-year-olds, but even some 40 and 50-year-olds. Hey, some young people, relatively anyway. And I said, hey, people love John Denver. Maybe we'll just try an evening of John Denver music. He had so many hit songs, especially in the 1970s. People, they're drawn to his low-key demeanor, but his beautiful voice, his picturesque lyrics.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Born in 1948, Cohen grew up in Bexley. After graduating from Northwestern, he came back to Columbus in 1970 for a job in public radio, eventually covering the comings and goings at the Ohio State House. But another passion grew during that time, too, music.
I actually started singing and playing guitar in high school around 1964, but it really wasn't until around 1986 that I said to myself, hey, I really want to start performing. So I started singing the songs I knew best, which were the songs of the 1960s, anti-war songs, civil rights songs. And I put together a little program that kind of took people through the decade of the 1960s using folk music.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the best of men. We elect them again and again.
And then I started adding all kinds of memorabilia, buttons and posters and old magazines and newspapers and putting on old 60s hippie clothes and, you know, asking trivia questions about the 60s. Kind of developed into a fun show that we've been doing more than 30 years now.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Since I retired as a news reporter 6 years ago, I have even more time to perform. So I'm singing a lot of places for the general public once in a while, but also in nursing homes, for community groups, even Alzheimer's units. It's amazing how you go into a nursing home or even an Alzheimer's unit and the people are, they're almost comatose. They're just sitting in chairs. Maybe a TV is blaring, but they're not looking up. They're just looking down as if they're in a coma. But you start to play a song like, oh, we ain't got a barrel of money from the 1930s, or God bless America from the 1940s. Songs from these people's youth. And all of a sudden you see the people start to tap their feet a little bit and their head comes up and they start to make eye contact. And some of them start to mouth the words and sing along. And it's just a great feeling for everybody, whether it's the residents or the staff or me, just to at least have a few moments where people kind of come back to life.
Sharing all that he was given, giving all to everyone. Come and listen to the story of
the journey once begun. Of a people and their plenty and their season in the sun, and how they gave themselves symbols and things that they could hold, living lives in desperation in the fear of letting go. It amazes me, and I know the wind will surely someday blow it all the way. It amazes me, and I'm so very grateful that you made the world this way.
Retirement also gave Cohen a chance to add shows with different themes, among them a Valentine's Day program full of love songs, and a show the day after Thanksgiving featuring songs of gratitude. John Denver provides the next step in that journey.
Well, first you look through the catalog and you say, well, we've got to do all his big hits, okay? So we got to do Annie's Song. We got to do Rocky Mountain High. We got to do Country Roads. Obviously, those are songs people are going to love to hear, and they're going to want to sing along with. So in this upcoming concert, we're going to invite people to sing along on some of those biggest hits. But then, yes, you also go through the catalog and try to find some of his lesser-known songs that target something specific and unique about him. For instance, just the idea that, you know, he loved his guitar. This old guitar taught me to sing a love song, showed me how to laugh and how to cry, introduced me to some friends of mine and brightened up some days, and helped me make it through some lonely nights. What a friend to have on a cold and lonely night.
When you think of John Denver, you think of Country Roads, you think of Rocky Mountain High, you think of songs that show his passion for wildlife, for the environment, for Mother Nature. And then you also think of emotions, I would say, because a lot of his songs are about love. Some of his songs are him saying, I'm sorry, which is very interesting. You don't hear that a lot in modern day songs, but I think that's something that people were drawn to. He didn't seem to be egotistical. He admitted his shortcomings, and he even said in several songs, I apologize.
Our friends all ask about you, and I say you're doing fine, and I expect to hear from you almost any time. But they all know I'm crying, and I can't sleep at night. They all know I'm dying deep inside. I'm sorry for all the lies I told you. I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. But more than anything else, I'm sorry for myself. I can't believe you went away.
A lot of our concerts, we do try to give some of the proceeds, or sometimes all the proceeds, to a charitable group. I think it just makes the whole experience better. The performers we know we're helping out a good cause. The audience knows they're helping a good cause. And it just kind of bolsters the whole feeling of community. And that's kind of the theme to a lot of our shows. People love to sing along. And when you're singing along with a whole group of people, you feel a great sense of community. A sense that we often don't have when we're just isolated with our cell phones or our earphones or whatever, our headsets. We're just so isolated these days. And when people sing together, they really feel good.
La 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 la
Good cause that we're helping out with this upcoming concert is called the Care and Share Time Bank. People say, what the heck is a time bank? Well, it's a big group of people that have come together, about 300 people in Columbus, and there are ones in other cities too. People have come together to share their skills, and it's like bartering. So, Mike Foley, I come over to your house. You need your garden weeded. So I weed your garden for 2 hours. That earns me 2 credit hours. Okay, now I need something done. I need a ride to the airport at 5 in the morning because I'm going to San Francisco next week, and I need a ride to the airport. I look on the list of 300 people, and there are several people offering rides to the airport. So somebody gives me a ride to the airport, and it takes them an hour. I give them one of my 2 credit hours. Now they've got a credit hour. Now they need, who knows what they need? They need help with their computer. So they look on the list and they see my wife, Randy. She's offering people to help them with their computer foul-ups. So they call Randy. Randy comes over to their house and works for an hour and helps them with their computer. And now Randy has earned a credit hour from that person. So you're constantly adding credit hours or subtracting credit hours, depending on whether you've earned something or you have spent something. And it's great. It's a lot of fun, and you get to meet people. So we just wanted to help out the time bank. They don't need a lot of money, but they need a little bit of money to administer and to kind of spread the word. So it's a fun group.
Speaking of fun, Bill took part in the Fast Five, just a handful of fun music questions. But in addition to his initial responses, we wanted to do a John Denver-only version as well. So here we go, the Fast Five times two with Bill Cohen.
Now, you know my memory is not as good. My memory is not very good anymore. Okay.
Okay.
First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Oh, it might be Dark as a Dungeon, Damp as the Dew.
Come and listen, you fellers, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is double and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Which I sang with my brother Bob probably when I was 6 years old about coal miners mining that old dirty coal way underground where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew. Yeah.
Okay. The song that makes you feel the most nostalgic.
I guess Blowing in the Wind.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths take till he knows that too many people have died. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
In a way, because it just makes me kind of pull back and just look at my whole life and look at decades past and say, you know, what are we doing with this world?
Perfect. Okay. Your go-to song for dancing, or a tune that you hear and you can't sit still when you hear it.
Does it need to be a fast song, or can it be a ballad?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, I would say that kind of, now you're back in the oldies, the late 50s, early 60s. Actually, you know, I do a medley of songs from the late 50s, which all have the same three chords in the exact same order, and they really get people dancing, even nursing home people. They start tapping their feet and dancing around. And so in that medley, it starts with Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't another quarter rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
And then Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
And then Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's a one for the money, for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
And then a whole lot of shaking going on. And Rockin' Robin.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 rock, rock, tweet. Rockin' Robin, Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
And then it ends with Tutti Frutti.
Womp, bomb, bloom, bomb, blomp, bomb, bomb, Tutti Frutti, oh, rude. 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 Oh, womp, bomb, bloom, bomb, blomp, bomb, bomb, I got a gal named Sue.
Bomp, bam, ba, do, bomp, de, bomp, bam, boom.
Billy just did the five songs for me right there in that one
that
take.
That was it. I could it yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the song that makes you feel like working out, or something, a song that motivates you to do something. Motivator song.
A motivating song. I guess there's a song the Weavers used to do called Lonesome Traveler. I am a weary and a lonesome traveler. And he walks through the mountains. He's with the rich. He's with the poor. He's in the valleys. He's
lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. Well, I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I've been a traveling all.
That's just a real energetic song. I guess when I sing that, I feel like marching off into the sunset. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, last one, the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
The song Stand By Me.
If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand anybody.
There's something inspiring about it and uplifting, and it, you know, it says, you know, even if you're having trouble, as long as I've got somebody standing by me, I'm okay. That's probably a good example of a song, yeah, that when I'm having problems, if I can sing that song, I know I've got my wife Randy with me, so I can do about anything.
All right, outstanding. Yeah. So we'll do, okay. That's it. That's okay. The five, fast five. So we'll try to do it with John Denver songs. The first John Denver song that you can remember hearing that you loved, you said, wow, this is good stuff.
Probably the first John Denver song I ever heard was probably called For Baby, For Bobby.
I'll be there when you're feeling down, to kiss away the tears if you cry. I'll share with you all the happiness I found, a reflection of the love in your eyes. And I'll sing you the song joy that is mine, and we will bow down when you walk by, and morning bells will chime.
And I think he wrote that for one of his first serious girlfriends. And it's a beautiful lyric, a beautiful sentiment, and that's probably the first John Denver song I ever heard, before I even knew who he was.
Wow. Okay, the John Denver song that makes you feel the most nostalgic.
I think This Old Guitar, where he talks about all the things he's been through in his life, and his guitar has been there by his side.
This old guitar gave me my life, my living, all the things you know I love to do. Serenade the stars that shine from a sunny mountainside, and most of all to sing my songs for you. I love to sing my songs for you. Yes, I do, you know. I love to sing my songs for you.
He's had good times, he's had bad times, and his old guitar has been with him through thick and thin. And I think that kind of, yes, helps me think back on my life, too.
John Denver song that gets you moving.
Grandma's Feather Bed.
After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole wolf apart for a tick. We had whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
And it's a real fast song with banjo and guitar and mandolin, and it's uplifting and energetic.
The next one could be similar. The song that makes you work out or motivates you, maybe the better way to phrase that would be something that inspires you.
There's a lesser known John Denver song called Wild Montana Skies.
He was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again, bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky.
It's just a beautiful, I mean, when I hear it, I just, for some reason, I can kind of picture this big sky aspect of it.
And then the last one, Song That Lifts You Up When You're Feeling Down, from John Denver.
I think John Denver's song, Poems, Prayers, and Promises.
I've been lately thinking about my life's time, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind, I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own home. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? And what about our dreams and all the memories we share?
He's looking back on his life and saying he's still got a whole lot to do, but he really loves all the gifts he's been given, and he's grateful for all the things that he's had in his life. I love to sing that song when I'm feeling down, because it reminds me of all the things I have in my life that I can be grateful for.
That's it.
Okay, not too painful.
Songs of John Denver with Bill Cohen and Friends takes place Saturday night at First Unitarian Universalist Church. Again, there's no admission fee, but donations will be accepted for the Care and Share Time Bank. Bill will also have some narration related to John Denver, who, in addition to his music, had quite the love of the environment and humanity. Here's part of a speech in 1980 that I've found inspiring and self-deprecating.
Well, one of the things that I've learned is that somehow for me, it's not that there was nobody like me. I think that we're all the same, quite frankly. But the world in which we live as human beings, and the way the world acts on us as human beings, and the way human beings relate with other human beings, has created a kind of situation where it's really not okay to be yourself. And if I was different, it's because I was always willing to be myself. Where a lot of this stuff started coming up for me is I was asked a few years ago to speak at the Aspen High School graduation exercises. And I thought then about what is it that I would like to say to them on this very auspicious occasion? What is it that I wish somebody had told me back when I was graduating from high school? And it had to do with this thing being yourself. And so that's what I spoke to him about. You know, I spoke to him about discovering yourself, finding out who you are, what it is that you like, the things that you like to do, the people that you like to hang out with, the things that you're talented with, the things that you do that other people don't do, or things that other people do that you can't do. You know, it's like me, I can play a guitar like mad, but put a screwdriver in my hand and I am a terror to behold. You know, I damage things. So, I'm a musician. You know, I'm here because I want to make a contribution in the world. In my mind, it ain't working. And I happen to have some feelings about how it can be made to work. You know, and what happens for me is over the years, I have been singing songs for people. I've never tried to write a hit record, folks. I never did that. And I've had some hit records. What I did try to do was to take down my own feelings, my own experiences, and to express them as honestly and clearly and succinctly and beautifully as possible, in a way, hopefully, that would communicate. That if I said it, you know, right, then somebody else might be able to relate to that and say, yes, that's how I feel. And see, I've had this feeling that perhaps if for all of these, you know, people write me letters and they tell me about the fact that they've used one of my songs in their wedding, or they've had my music played in the background as their child was being born. Pretty far out. You know, but what it says is that somehow that music is meaningful to them. Now, it may not be meaningful to everybody, and there happen to be a lot of people I know who don't like it at all. But there are some people to whom it is very, very meaningful. You see, and what they say to me in those letters is that very deep feelings that they've had, experiences that they've had, or dreams that they share, that they've never been able to articulate, that I said it for him. You know, it thrills me. I mean, that's what I want to do. And so to get that kind of acknowledgement, that kind of feedback, that's the cake and the icing too, as far as I'm concerned.
John Denver died in 1997 at the age of 53 in a plane crash. But his music lives on. One more quote I found inspiring from John Denver. He said, "Music does bring people together. It allows us to experience the same emotions. People everywhere are the same in heart and spirit. No matter what language we speak, what color we are, the form of our politics, or the expression of our love and our faith, music proves we are the same." I couldn't agree more. One more bit of fun here. I mentioned early on my dad being in a band. It was called The Arrangement. My dad sang and played the organ and piano. Ron Maruca sang and played the drums. Lisa John sang most of the songs and played guitar and banjo. They cut an album of mostly covers, and wouldn't you know that a John Denver song made the album. As part of a banjo medley they did. Please give it a listen.
Sweet, sweet city woman, your face, hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me got a feel for singing. Bom, si bom, 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 si bom, 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 si ba 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 bom, 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 si bom, 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 si bom, 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 si ba 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 bom, bom. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman, ba da da da, ba da da da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman, ba da da da, ba da da da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman, ba da da da, ba da da da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman, ba da da da, ba da da da.
Well, life on a farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's hard to ride, hurry in a sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family, working on a farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got my no fiddle. Sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done, sun singing low, I pull out my fiddle and I'm rousing up the bow. Kids are all asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Really got me a fine wife, I got me an old fiddle. Sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Woo!
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Oh man, that was fun to listen back to. That's the arrangement with Bye Bye Blues, Sweet City Woman, featuring my dad on vocals, and the John Denver cover, Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Thanks again to Bill Cohen for his time, his advice, and his passion for journalism and music. Don't forget, at the end of the podcast, it's Bill's final sign-off for public radio. Thank you for listening to the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
I came to the Ohio State House full-time around 1975. That was after 4 years as a reporter for WOSU, covering Columbus City Hall and the school board. The Capitol beat was intimidating. There was the century-old history of the place, the tall stone arches, the complex issues. So I had to learn a lot and quickly, sometimes watching political legends like Governor James Rhodes.
We cannot continue to have the high rise of crime, mental illness, and all the social ills in the state of Ohio among able-bodied people comes from lack of a job.
There was also the strong-armed Speaker of the House. Vern Reif stayed in power 20 years by consolidating virtually all the campaign money from special interests and handing it and committee chairmanships only to those loyal to him. Reif once confided he followed his dad's advice.
Be in charge of the jobs and be in charge of the money. If you're in charge of the jobs and the money, they can't oust you.
In 1980, we set up a State House Bureau for all of Ohio's public radio stations and have fed daily stories ever since. The big ones came quickly. 1983, a state budget crisis, and new governor Dick Celeste pushing through the so-called 90% income tax hike.
Our citizens are tired of politicians who play the game of temporary taxes. Let's stop playing let's pretend with taxes.
Just 2 years later, a savings and loan crisis and the shutdown of 70 privately insured SNLs. Governors came and went. There was George Voinovich with government must do more with less. Then Bob Taft and Ted Strickland. And then a governor who I think has generated the most news because he's pushed for such big changes, John Kasich.
We march over time
to destroy that income tax that has sucked the vitality out of this state.
Even losers have been fascinating to cover, like this guy in the 1982 Democratic governor's primary.
Come on, join me on June 8th. We're going to turn the state around.
Yeah, you're right. That was Jerry Springer, before his hit TV show. Some of the big stories actually happened out of the state house. In the late 70s, there was a natural gas shortage and a week of 20 below zero temperatures one winter. And the next, there was a blizzard and frozen coal piles, sparking an electricity shortage. I recall a surrealistic scene in the governor's cabinet room. The adjutant general with this advice: if your power's out and you're about to freeze to death, survive this way.
Use your blankets, necessary four or five people together, plastic under your mattress, huddle together, your body heat holds for a long time.
1993 brought the deadly Lucasville prison riot.
We are not going to bow down. We are not going to give up. We are going to remain. If we die, we die.
I've stood on the statehouse steps and watched freedom of speech in action over the decades. Environmentalists, poor people, bank depositors, disabled people, students, anti-tax activists, advocates on both sides of the gun and abortion issues, they've all had their say.
The pro-choice movement is on the move.
The most massive demonstrations, the turnout 2 years ago by thousands of labor union members. They were protesting that proposal to slash the bargaining clout of public employee unions.
We want respect! We want respect!
And who could forget one of the most unusual protests, young women wearing pink T-shirts with the slogan, "Dancers for Democracy." They charged a new law limiting their nude dancing would kill their jobs.
It's time to stop legislating morality and time to start helping businesses grow.
In the mid-90s on the Capitol steps, there were even some Ku Klux Klan members, outnumbered by hundreds of jeering counter-protesters.
Thank God that we're white.
White power! White power! White power!
At that confrontation, I wore a motorcycle helmet so I wouldn't be hit by flying bricks or bottles. Over the decades, I've covered dozens of issues: taxes, crime, discrimination, pollution, AIDS, school funding, capital punishment, and more. Committees have been good to cover, since that's where bills get beefed up, watered down, or killed. And House and Senate floor debates have sometimes been fascinating. But I've especially loved covering ballot issues. You know, the ones placed there by citizen petition drives, so voters become temporary lawmakers.
Vote no on issue one.
Vote yes on issues two and three.
Ballot issues, pure debate over public policy, not a candidate's quirks. It's been great to cover all the arguments, report on the TV ad strategies, and the big money that pays for it all. And the issues have often been riveting. Animal traps, smoking, deposits on pop cans, payday loans, tax changes, gay marriage, term limits, bullet trains, casinos, the hunting of mourning doves. The topics may be varied, but over the years, you've hopefully picked up the underlying theme. Keep your eyes and ears on the state officials you've elected. They're spending tens of billions of dollars of your tax money every year, and they're making decisions that impact your school, your job, your neighborhood, and your wallet. Of course, as public radio listeners, you already know that. That's why you listen and why I've been proud to work for you. Thanks so very much for listening. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.